one of the biggest financial burdens facing young people in America today is the looming reality of student debt. It's more than a $1 trillion problem.
Hi, this is Jennifer. I'm calling from Glen Rose, Texas. My husband and I are drowning in student loan debt. 3 bachelor's degrees, 3 master's degrees, and 10 years later, we still owe over $45,000. This has inspired us to save every spare penny that we can so that our 3 children never live under this cloud of debt.
Hi, my name is Megan Morales. I'm calling from Seattle. I graduated a few years ago with several thousands of dollars in student loan debt, and because of that, my partner and I made a decision to buy our home in his name so it didn't affect my credit when I go to apply for loans.
We're getting lots of stories from you about your student loan debt, and you can weigh in by calling us at 8778-MY-TAKE. Well, here are some hard numbers. 2/3 of graduates from American colleges and universities leave school with some amount of student debt. On average, that amount is estimated to be above $26,000 per student. Now, in response, President Obama is issuing an executive order today ensuring that some students who take out federal loans have those loan payments capped at 10% of their monthly incomes. It's all part of a solution not just to ease the burden of student debt, but to help stimulate the economy in the long term and also perhaps stimulate Democrats' election chances in November. Of course, the entire proposal is not without its criticisms from the GOP. Well, joining us is Heidi Moore, U.S. Finance and Economics Editor for The Guardian. Hi, Heidi.
Hi.
Thanks for being here. Help us understand the executive order that the president is issuing today. This doesn't apply to every person out there who's carrying debt. It applies to some.
Right, exactly. It applies to people who have federal student loans and those who took them out before October 2007 or after 2011. And the reason for that little time gap is that there was previous legislation from the administration that already extended the cap to between 2008 and 2010, essentially. And what this does is that it limits their student loan payments to 10% of their income. And that, of course, is going to create a gap that the government has to fill. So after you make payments for 20 years, your debt will be forgiven. So if you've paid 10% of your income every month for 20 years, the rest of your debt will be forgiven. And if you work for the government or a nonprofit, then it's after only 10 years. So it's actually kind of a really big scope to expand the law that's already in effect. And it should cover another 5 million people. To give you a sense of scale, the current law covers about 1.6 million people.
So it's a pretty big expansion. Now, I mentioned economic stimulus before. And the idea here is a student has more money in their pocket, they spend more. That's basically it, right?
Yes, that is basically what all of our hope for the economy is based on, which is that we need people to spend more.
Insta spending. And credit ratings too, though.
Yes, it helps their credit ratings, but also it helps them move forward. Like young people right now can't get married in the numbers that they once did. They can't buy houses or cars in the numbers that they once did. You know, to the extent that they're able to buy cars, they're depending on auto loans and subprime auto loans in many cases. So what we have is an economy where it's really hard to get a job. And then once you do get a job, you'll find yourself spending almost all of your money just to catch up on your debt. And that's not good for any part of the economy besides just spending. I mean, it's not like people are running out and spending it on clothes or something. But, you know, they need to buy health care. They need to move forward in their lives, and they won't be able to do that with the level of student debt that's out there right now, which is $1 trillion.
Right. Say for a house, maybe important things like that.
Yeah.
It's one thing for Congress to have a debate on how to pay for forgiveness of federal student loan debt, which is financed, supported by the taxpayers. Maybe we'll talk about that. But if the president's signing an executive order saying capping 10%, who pays for that?
The government pays for it eventually.
Basically, it's debt.
Yes, it pays for the debt. And also there are going to be lost interest payments on that. And that's going to be about $58 billion. This is actually what's held up actual legislation in Congress, which is Congress can't decide how are you going to pay that $58 or it might be $52 billion. And one idea under a bill by Senator Elizabeth Warren is that the government would impose a tax on high-income Americans. And if that sounds familiar, it's because that concept has held up Congress for 6 years now.
Yeah.
Republicans will not agree to such a tax, but it would raise $72 billion and it would capture the shortfall in payments and the student debt that's forgiven eventually.
So the Senate is currently debating that Elizabeth Warren bill. They could vote on it sometime this week. That's one thing. The House is completely another thing. Now, whenever anybody says they want to impose a tax on millionaires to pay for populist policy. Look at your watch. You know it's election time.
Yes, exactly. The election's coming in November. And, you know, a lot of these executive orders being signed by the president are great. They're things that people have really wanted. They show progress in his administration, which has been hard to come by for the past 6 years. But it is not without its political calculation and savvy, which is that Democrats really need a jump ahead to stay in power in the Senate and to keep moving forward just as a party. They really feel like they're in crisis. And so actions like this help go towards the Democratic base and maybe even pull in, you know, an age group that can be very powerful as a voting force.
Voted for Obama in huge numbers in both 08 and 12. Yeah. But everybody knows that the young folks aren't super interested in midterm elections. They're trying to light a fire under him here.
Yes, exactly. They really want to see more from the president in terms of, obviously, student debt was one major issue, but also other things, income inequality, unemployment, all those kind of traditional progressive issues seem to resonate with a lot of millennials. And Obama needs that to get to his, I guess you would call it, his base.
Now, what do we actually know about how far a 10% cap on a federal student loan payment would go for your average student? Everybody's different, so there's no one answer to this, I'm aware. What do we know about what that really does for somebody, 10% as opposed to 14 or 17?
Yeah, I mean, it does a lot in terms of their ability to save money and spend money. But it's more of a psychological barrier, right? It's the feeling that so if you're making whatever it is, you know, $4,000 a month, you know, you don't have to be limited in where you can live and where you can, what kind of job you take and all of that. So the actual impact is relatively modest, right, in terms of the dollars that you're giving away. But the psychological impact is pretty big. Now, one thing to keep in mind is that this doesn't apply to the majority of student loan borrowers, because the majority now have taken out loans from banks, not from the government, those private student loans. And this legislation does not help those people who are paying interest rates of 10% or more.
Right. And there's very little influence. We've seen that the president can wave over the private banks to get them to relieve their debt.
Yeah, actually almost none.
Yeah. Except on one hand, some banks might have had a discussion, maybe not, that more ability to pay or maybe a lower interest rate on student loans would lead to more mortgages. But I don't know that they think that strategically.
Exactly. The banks are desperate for mortgage business, and they've been going a long way to try to get more mortgages through the door. But I don't think that they have managed to put two and two together in that way.
Well, the president is signing an executive order today putting a cap on some federal student loans. Heidi Moore, U.S. Finance and Economics Editor at The Guardian. Thanks, Heidi.
Thank you.